The Canadian director Vincenzo Natali had a cult hit with his gory 1997 sci-fi thriller Cube. His new film, Splice, features Adrian Brody and Sarah Polley as scientists who create and attempt to manage a constantly transforming, part-human life form. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Creating new life, it's a messy business. So said Mary Shelley in the early 19th century in Frankenstein or The Modern Prometheus. You'd think, given all the gene mapping and cloning around, that horror movies would be lousy with Frankenstein scenarios, cautionary tales in which technology outpaces our understanding of how to use it. But mostly, we get splatter, torture porn, lame remakes. In that context, Vincenzo Natali's Splice beckons to us like a luminous laboratory beaker, an alluring new brew. It's set in Toronto and owes much to David Cronenberg, especially his films The Brood and The Fly. Throw in Splice and you have an Ontario subgenre, faceless, sterile modern settings, wintry and blue-lit, in which new kinds of flesh are grown or hatched. In Splice, Canada's own Sarah Polley and long-faced Adrian Brody play Clive and Elsa, celebrated nerdy researchers for a pharmaceutical company, called, in fact, NERD, for Nucleic Exchange Research Development. When we meet them, they're delivering a new life form from a pulsing ovum in an incubator, a giant wormy mass from which they hope to mine all kinds of patent-worthy medical processes. But then company bigwigs put the kibosh on future research. Use what's there and generate capital they command. That's when Clive and Elsa think, why not mix in human DNA and see what grows? After a lot of tinkering, the implant takes. The fetus, a kitchen sink of species, comes quickly to term. And then we hear the words immortalized by Colin Clive in the 1931 film of Frankenstein.
It's alive!
Get out of there, I'm gonna gas it.
Wait. Don't kill it.
Elsa, get out, okay? I'm hitting the gas.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
In 3, 2, 1.
Clive, I said don't!
Clive is about to gas the lab and kill the infant creature, but to stop him, Elsa has whipped off her oxygen helmet. That's the first sign the couple will approach this child from different angles. What's endlessly fascinating in Splice is trying to get a handle on what the creature is. Elsa calls it Dren, nerd spelled backwards, and it's seemingly female. Now it's a pile of flesh with eyes on either side of its head. Then, quickly, since its growth is accelerated, it looks humanoid, albeit with other components, from amphibious to avian, plus a long tail with a lethal spike. It has no language you'd recognize, clicks and rattles and chirps. When Dren makes too much of a racket, Clive and Elsa sneak her down, she's wearing a cute little dress, to the facility's dank basement.
Don't open the door. You stop it. Shh. I feel like a criminal.
Scientists push boundaries. It's the important ones, too.
Yeah, sticking to a few rules isn't always such a bad idea either, you know?
Nobody is going to care about a few rules after they see what we have made.
See what we've made? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Nobody can see what we made.
Don't you think the world's going to want to know what's next? Do you think they could really look at this face and see anything less than a miracle?
You know no good will come from this, right? But the way in which it all goes bad has a distinctly human dimension. It turns out that Elsa, so militantly maternal, had an abusive mom. And as Dren grows over a couple of months and becomes more assertive, like a mischievous child and then a rebellious teenager, something dark and scary in Elsa takes hold. And Clive, who wanted to destroy Dren, begins to soften. Soon this high-tech Frankenstein acquires a vein of freaky, low-tech gothic psychodrama. Adrian Brody and Sarah Polley are thoroughly convincing when their characters are smart, and only slightly less so when they turn crazy dumb. The Paris-born actress Delphine Cheniac plays the maturing Dren with help from creature effects designer Howard Berger, and she has her own mythical beauty. Her head tilts, bird-like, as her wide almond eyes take in her new world. I'm sad to say the climax of Splice is too rushed. But if gene splicing can give us monsters as poetically strange as Dren, it bodes well for our horror movies, if not necessarily for our species.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can see several clips from Splice and download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. You can also join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air.